President Clinton, Vice President Gore, and their wives left Chicago this morning to begin the fall campaign with a bus trip that resembles their successful Heartland tour 4 years ago. They are trying to make history as the first Democratic ticket to win re-election since Franklin Roosevelt. Their appearance before the party convention last night was marred by the resignation of a chief strategist, Dick Morris, because of an alleged relationship with a prostitute. NPR's Mara Liasson reports from Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
White House aides were grim but outwardly optimistic today as they scrambled to put as much distance as they could between the president and Dick Morris. Morris, who was the architect of Bill Clinton's family values strategy that positioned the president as a figure of moral authority, was forced to resign after a tabloid newspaper published a report alleging that he had shared White House secrets with a call girl. White House officials insist the president's vision for a second term will overshadow whatever damage the latest scandal might cause. The president cheered Democrats last night with a speech brimming with optimism about the future, and this morning he gave another pep talk to members of the Democratic National Committee.
I ask you to go out to the American people with that sense of confidence and hope and also honest humility. We came in here on a train. We're going to fly out of here and get on a bus. But by train or bus, we're still going to have the same message. We are on the right track to the 21st century, and we are going to build that bridge to the future. And we're going to do it together.
Just how much damage the Dick Morris incident does to the Clinton campaign depends on what use his opponents make of it. Even if Bob Dole does not, others certainly will. Ironically, the president's first stop on his bus trip today was Cape Girardeau, Missouri, the birthplace of one of his most persistent tormentors, radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh. At his maiden rally, the president touted all the specific proposals he made last night: help with education, job training, family and medical leave.
We're going to build on our efforts to strengthen America's families and to help people succeed at work and at home. And all the crowds that I have been before over the last 4 years, when real Americans, ordinary Americans, hardworking Americans, the backbone of this country, come out, I look and talk to people, and I don't ever meet a family that hasn't had some point in their lives where there's been a real challenge between the duty to raise their children well and their obligations at work.
The president's bus trip will take him through some of the politically important states that the campaign believes will decide this election: Missouri, Illinois, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The crowd in Cape Girardeau was huge, the kind of crowd campaign aides say they saw on the president's train trip, but that they don't usually see until October.
There's no way that many people could have come out with that level of interest, enthusiasm, and commitment unless they felt again that there was a connection between what we were doing in Washington and how they were living in the heartland. That is a connection we have to keep alive.
The president's political career has always been a roller coaster. Just as he seems to have a knack for knocking himself off the peaks, he has a record of hoisting himself out of the troughs as well. The president seemed to be reflecting on those ups and downs today as he prepared to begin the fall campaign.
We can't undo yesterday. We can be proud of our accomplishments, and we have to find a way to let our failures go, because we can't undo it. And we've got to focus on the future. So if you will help me in these next 68 days, we'll take this message to the people. Yes, we're on the right track, but we're not stopping the train. We're going on.
There was no public mention of the president's erstwhile advisor today, but Press Secretary Mike McCurry said that President Clinton, Vice President Gore, and First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton had each called Dick Morris at his home in Connecticut. McCurry said they were just checking in on a friend going through an ordeal. With the Clinton campaign in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, I'm Mara Liasson.